a U.S. military casualty in the fight against the ISIS terrorist group. In northern Iraq yesterday, a U.S. Navy SEAL was killed during what was described as a coordinated assault by 100 ISIS fighters. This is the third American death in combat since the U.S. sent troops back to Iraq in 2014. At that time, President Obama said that American forces would not be returning to combat in Iraq. But last October, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said there are American troops in combat every day, though their overall role is to train and support local forces in their fight against ISIS. Secretary Carter said yesterday that the death of the Navy SEAL shows that, quote, it's a serious fight that we have to wage in Iraq. A spokesman from the Pentagon added that the U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS will honor the sacrifice by defeating the terrorists. Going into yesterday's primary elections in the U.S. state of Indiana, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was leading Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the quest for the Democratic nomination. Clinton had 1,666 pledged delegates and 513 superdelegates. Sanders had 1,359 pledged delegates and 41 superdelegates. To clinch the nomination, a Democrat needs 2,383 total delegates. Businessman Donald Trump was leading Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich in the quest for the Republican nomination. Trump had 1,002 delegates, Cruz had 572, and Kasich had 156. To clinch the nomination, a Republican needs 1,237 total delegates. Both of the candidates in second place are hoping for contested conventions this summer to give them a shot at the nomination. But as you'll see in this report that Tom Foreman did before yesterday's primaries, their window may be closing. Take a look at the latest delegate count here, and you can see how Donald Trump is closing in on the winning number. He only needs 235 more delegates to clinch the deal. But Ted Cruz is very effectively winning the shadow primary, this effort to make sure that more of the actual people filling the delegate roles are his loyalists. He did it again in Arizona and Missouri and in Virginia this past weekend. Why does this matter? Let's bring out Virginia and talk about it. Donald Trump won handily here over Cruz, more than 2-1 in the vote. This past weekend, the party selected 13 at-large delegates, people to fill the jobs. They have to reflect the state vote on the first vote at a contested convention if it comes to that. So the breakdown would be sort of like this. But Cruz so effectively stacked this group with his loyalists that if you get past that first vote, they can be expected to change their votes like this. And suddenly Cruz would be dominant and Trump would essentially lose or could lose a state that he already won. This is the real Cruz strategy right now, but he is running out of time and space to make it happen. 80% of the Republican vote has already happened out there. Donald Trump has won handily. Only 10 states remain, the ones in yellow here. Indiana, that's one of about 150 delegates that will be decided over this next month. And next month, after that, there will be about 300 decided, the biggest one being California out there. If Donald Trump gets more than half of all the delegates in those remaining 10 states, that's it. It won't matter what Cruz did to work on a contested convention. There may not be one, and it could be all.